God Network News.
Where we give you a new perspective
on events happening in our world today.
This is GNN.
This is God Network News, episode 58. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen.
This podcast is proudly listed at podcastpickle.com.
Welcome, God Network News fans, to another episode of this wonderful podcast, God Network News, GNN. We thank you very much for coming back and listening to each of our episodes. We trust you'll be blessed by the stories that we've gathered from around the world. Today, I have an exciting podcast to share with you. A friend of mine from many years ago, who has his own podcast, actually, that we will put into the show notes, allowed us to rebroadcast an interview that he did with Calvin Conkey, the International Director of Create International, a media ministry of Youth of the Mission that focuses on producing films for unreached people groups, sharing the gospel with them in relevant ways. And so I think you're going to be very interested and excited and inspired by this podcast interview.
Hello and welcome to Story for All this week. My name is Brian Thompson, your host. I recently had the privilege of being involved in a training event and also a conference in Thailand. And while there, I bumped into an old friend and colleague of mine, Calvin Conkey, who together with his wife Carol was attending the same conference. And I was able to catch up with him, but I've always wanted to do a show about some of the marvelous things that the Conkeys have been involved in for quite some time. A number of years now, they have been involved in creating indigenous evangelistic films for reaching out amongst unreached people groups. It's a unique ministry, and the type of films they make, I don't know anyone else doing this kind of stuff, and certainly to the breadth, the depth, and the quality that Create International continues to produce. So we're going to talk to Calvin today, and I would just like to encourage you to listen close, because you're going to hear about where you can make some downloads for free. Perhaps there is something in the people group where you're working, or maybe a people group on your heart that has some evangelistic films available, and you're going to hear today where you might be able to get hold of those resources and use them in your own people group or among the people for whom you have burden. So here now is the recording of an interview that I had with Calvin recently. Get ready for some cool resources and stories. Here's Calvin.
Well, Calvin, it's been a real thrill and privilege to see you again after all these years.
Yes,
been a long time. I don't know when that was the last time we were together.
Too long.
But here we are enjoying. I was just in the snow a few weeks ago, and now it's like, yes.
Now the sweat.
Oh, I love it. I'm enjoying thawing out. Yeah. So, tell us a little bit about what you and Carol are doing. I mean, you were in Australia, you started there, and now you're in Thailand. Tell us a little bit about the ministry.
My wife, Carol, she and I started in Youth of the Mission over 35 years ago.
Wow.
She was just a baby then. No, I'm just kidding. My wife has really been involved and passionate about media for many years, even before I met her. And my activity, my work primarily in missions was training people to go cross-culturally. So anthropology is my training background. So When we got together, God basically told us, I want to do a new thing. I want you to combine your gifts and the things I've done in your life together, because I want to start something new. And that was really the beginning of Create International, which is a media ministry that's focused on producing indigenous evangelistic films for unreached people groups. So as we were praying, being newly married, what do we do, God, with our lives? God started asking us to write this down, you know, the Habakkuk 2:2 scripture. And so as we wrote down the vision that the Lord was telling us, the mandate He was giving us, was that we were to produce culturally relevant evangelistic audio visuals to equip missionaries working with unreached. When we wrote that down, we noticed that the first letter of each of those words spelled out the word create.
Wow.
And that's actually where we got the name Create International to start with. And so even in the name is embedded, so to speak, that calling that God gave us in 1988.
Goodness. So much water has passed under the bridge.
And yes.
So tell us a little bit what
you've
been doing.
And much hair has fallen from my head.
That's mine also.
Yeah, so basically from those humble beginnings, we first moved out to Asia in 1989 and started working. We lived in Singapore for 5 years. We had no staff. Basically, we were just doing it on our own and figuring out how to do it, frankly, because really it was not being done. As far as indigenous evangelistic films for specific unreached people groups, it just wasn't being done. Some pioneers in the area of media and missions like Jesus Film, yeah, they had films and they were translating this Western film into other languages. But as far as indigenous films where the people themselves were the audience for this production, it wasn't being done.
Wow.
So we really had no one to ask except for Jesus. So we just started doing it and started learning as we were going and learning from other mission agencies like Gospel Recordings. How do you do this if you don't know the language? You know, how do you put this together? They gave us a lot of tips and help that we were able to modify and use in film production. So
some of these people you film, I mean, they're obviously not believers then.
So, yes, definitely. Some, and we call it indigenous because we work with the people themselves to produce this film about Jesus, basically, about it, right? And some are believers, but usually very few. But we use the people themselves as the actors. So we're doing it in their heart language. We're doing it in their cultural setting with their people. So it really has a tremendous impact on them when they then see and hear in the story about Jesus and what He's done for them.
So you must have some cool stories of impact on that one.
Lots of stories. Well, I think the thing that we've seen the most all over the world, and this ties in with this podcast and the theme of this podcast, is that it is stories that bring people to Christ. What I mean by that is not just the story, but the story in the Bible, right? But the story of the people. That's the thing that impacts them, is as the Lord has showed us what the story of the people are, you know, what story impacts them, what sort of topics they're really attracted to, then we know how to, in a way, package the message so that it impacts them the most. And so we look at, you know, what are the needs in the society? What do they struggle with the most? What are the things that you know, they desire and they reach out for in life? And how does the gospel answer those things? How does it give a solution? How does Jesus free them from evil spirits? Not just where they'll spend eternity, but what they're dealing with day to day. And putting that, you know, crafting that into a story that makes sense to them, but weaving the gospel in a very natural way in the story, just we see transformation happen in people's lives through that.
So how do people, I mean, if they are working in wherever they're working and they want to find out, do you have anything in my language, how do people find that information and how do they get these films?
Well, we have a website that's called indigitech.net.org. We own all the dots after that. That's I-N-D-I-G-I-T-E-C-H. Mm-hmm. And then almost anything after that will take you to our website where all of our films are downloadable for free in six different formats. So they're formatted to be able to play on laptops or on feature phones or on smartphones or whatever MP4 player you have. Every format is available there. So you can download that for free, and it'll have all the languages there. We've done a little over 65 different major unreached people groups. When I say major, their population's over a million, large, very unreached groups. And we just keep doing more, and we keep updating that. So people can download this. They can use them as they desire. They can even make copies, share it with as many people as they want, and there's no copyright issue. We believe Jesus holds the copyright. Right. So,
right.
Yeah.
So if people wanted to find out a specific people or language, how do they do that?
Well,
obviously there's a lot of films there.
Yeah, if they go to Indigitech. The great thing about that website is a database-driven website, so you can search not just what materials we have produced, but if they type in the language in the search category, it will actually search through the whole website. We've got over 10,000 external links to other mission agencies and media, you know, ministries and the resources they have in different languages. And so you can just type in the language you want, press search, and it'll just create a whole page with all those links to all those resources.
Wow.
So, and there's other things on Indigitech. It's not just films?
Right. There's articles on there. There's best practices. There's case studies of how people have used media and missions to plant churches. And it's really exciting. We have so many stories of missionaries that we've worked with, or just local believers we've worked with, produced a film, and they've used it to plant churches. In the Banjara, which is the Lombardy language in India, there's about 30 million in this people group. After producing a film for them, we went back after about 5 years and met all the actors, and all the actors were church planters who had used the film. And they said, we have planted 500 fellowships using this film.
Wow. One film.
In just in their people group. And according to the leader that was working there, he said already he knows for sure over 10,000 people have given their lives to the Lord just from when they were showing the film. Mm. And he even printed off, typed up, and gave a report to us. Five families who had husbands that were alcoholics were set free. And I just went on all these stories. And we just wept when we saw this stuff, you know. It's just so amazing. Of course, the film is just a film, but when you combine a film that actually communicates in a dynamic way to people in a way they really understand, you combine that with workers from that people group planning churches, it's a great combination. We've seen over and over again people groups impacted in a big way, you know, through these films.
Must be incredibly satisfying, Debo.
It's great. People say to us, oh, you must be so happy, you must be so overjoyed. But frankly, there's so many, sorry, I'm getting emotional, there's so many that still have nothing. No film that was made for them, no media piece that is specifically for them that shares the love of Christ in a way they can understand, that there's so much more left to do.
Yeah.
It keeps us humble and keeps us, you know, keeps us focused.
So you're training
yes.
other people to help.
Yes, we're training other people, not just in Youth of the Mission, but we have just recently started a new course called the Frontier Filmmaking Seminar. It's 6 weeks long. Anyone can come to it that has a desire. You don't have to be a media professional to go to it. We'll teach you all the skills, and we'll take you out to an unreached people group, and we'll do a film together, and then come back and do post-production. So you learn the entire process all together with people who have been doing it for years cross-culturally. We find there's a lot of folks out there that have great skills in media and have even been doing it in the industry for years, believers, but they've never done it in a cross-cultural context. And that that has very different dynamics than when you're doing it in your own culture. And so we've had 25 years of experience doing this, so we're trying to impart that to others now and get others doing it. Yeah.
So what sort of, as you see the next years or next period, what's the vision for you? What do you dream of?
Well, the sort of the campaign that we're working on right now is, we call it the 2020 Vision Project. What that is that we are working on seeing all of the least evangelized mega peoples, which is about 210. This is unreached peoples over a million. It's basically the people in all those people groups make up 75% of all unreached people, all unreached individuals.
Wow.
We're looking that by the year 2020, we will have evangelistic indigenous films for each one of them by 2020.
Wow.
And it's possible. We're already 2 years into it, but we're actually up to the numbers that we need to be. We're on track. And we're just getting partners together, other media ministries, media professionals that are believers, working together on these projects. And recently we've had a number of film producers that are professional film producers get so excited and say, do you have a people group in this area? We tell them, and they go, this is great, and they're already doing it. They're raising their own money, they're doing their feature films and short films and animations. And so we are seeing a response, but we need to see more partners come on board, and then we can get this done by 2020.
Any more stories of just, impact from some of the films, I think, that comes to your mind?
Well, one of the films that we did for a people group, a very strong Muslim, devout Muslim people group in Indonesia called the Madaris. That film has had a tremendous impact. When we first did that film, the workers that we were working with didn't have a lot of money. So after the film was produced, although they really loved it and thought it was really effective, they could only distribute 1,000 or 2,000. They didn't have any more money than that. So we were praying for them. They were praying for more finances and support for that. And one of the team members, who happened to also have another job, his job was a salesman of movies to these small kiosks, these small, DVD shops all around Indonesia. Well, his area of work was the island of Java. So he went off, and he would take off for about a month traveling around and do his job, sell these things to the different shops. These are just normal films from Hollywood, or whatever that they he would sell. He came back after a month, went to the team leader and said, you know that film we did in Madaris language? He says, that is in every shop I visited.
Wow.
He said, every video shop is selling that that film and making money off it, obviously, right?
Wow.
And it's going everywhere. Millions of people are seeing that film. It's just gone viral. Why? Because there's only three things out there in the Madaris language. One is a really junky, short film thing, and two are a couple of music videos that people don't like that much. And then there's our film, which they love. It's the only feature-length film in Madaris. So they just want to see it because it's in their heart language. And this group is not small. It's 30 million people. And so it's being seen by millions of people. And we call this Holy Spirit pirating. And we're praying for more of that to happen in other places that we've gone. Yeah.
It reminds me of a story. We were in the Western Sahara one time. Somebody told us to, would you give this Jesus film, it's in Spanish, to the Catholic priest? Because, he wants to see it. So we took it in, and I found a guy who, knew the Catholic priest. And I said to him, would you pass this on to the Catholic priest? Now it's copyrighted film. You mustn't copy it or anything, But would you mind taking it to him and, letting him have it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found out, I don't know how many years later. It was 3 years later. I came back and I found that they had not taken it to the priest, but they had copied it like crazy. And one of those copies ended up in the hands of one of my friends who I had been, telling the story to, the Lord's story. And he took me in to the room, and he says, "Brian, you understand Spanish, don't you? I got a film to show you." And he showed me the very film I carried in.
Oh, no, is that right? Yeah, that's exactly what happened. They took the film to be duplicated, yeah. And he duplicated one for himself, and before you knew it, everybody had it.
Crazy.
So that, you know, that's the kind of thing we're seeing happening over and over again. Mm-hmm. Even the films we've done here, you know, in northern Thailand, that one has also gone viral. We see it selling in shops here and things like that. So that's great. That's what
mm-hmm.
we want.
Mm-hmm.
And so people's lives are being transformed, and churches are being planted. And it really is all about story, mm-hmm. you know? It's all about telling the story. It's mm-hmm. finding the story that touches people's hearts, mm-hmm. grips people's hearts in that culture, and weaving the gospel message into that in a very natural way. And then it becomes theirs.
Right, right.
You see? It becomes theirs. It's no longer a foreign gospel.
Mm-hmm.
It's now their gospel.
Mm.
Jesus is now their Savior.
Right.
And that's exactly what we want.
Right.
I'll tell you one other story mm-hmm. that we love this story. We did a film many years ago, several years ago, for Uyghurs. And the name of the film was The Greatest Sacrifice. We did that film, and the workers there used it and distributed it, and it had a really good effect, but we hadn't heard anything for a while about that film. Well, we happened to be in Hawaii visiting a friend of ours, and we were on a campus there, and it was a Christian university campus, and while we were there, a young man walks up to us with his wife and says, "Oh, I heard you guys do films. You know, I'm really interested in filmmaking myself. I want to do more films for my people. I'm Uyghur."
Whoa.
And we said, "You're Uyghur." Yeah, and his English was perfect. You know, he had been to university there.
Wow.
And he says, "Yeah, all we have right now is this film that, you know, someone did quite a while ago. It's called The Greatest Sacrifice. And it's really being used. Everybody still uses it. Lots of people have come to Christ. The church all knows about it, but we really need more films like that. You know, we need more films." And we said, "Oh, we're the ones that made that film."
Wow.
And his jaw almost hit the ground. He couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And you know what he said to us, Brian? He said, "We thought Uyghurs made that film." And Carol and I, my wife and I, looked at each other and said, "Yes!" And held up our thumbs. Yes, that's what we want.
Just
because if it's them that made it, it's their gospel. It's their Jesus.
That's it. Wow, wow, wow. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking some of the folks who might be listening may be interested in doing some of this training or joining
mm-hmm.
you guys. Well,
sure.
What would be the process? How would they contact you, and what would the process be?
Well, we are having this seminar training this August, the end of August to the beginning of October. It's 6 weeks long. If you're interested in that, I can give you the contacts. You can put in your show notes, and that'll give an email address of the person that you can contact to get more information about doing it. It's here in Thailand. It's run here in Thailand. In the future, we plan to take it in other locations, India, possibly Africa, maybe even the U.S. But we'll see. We really want to take it to places where people don't have that kind of training, and they want to be able to use it to develop evangelistic materials, you know, for unreached people. So if you're interested in that, I'll give you the information you can put in the show notes mm-hmm. for people. Yeah.
Would that also, I mean, I'm thinking here of there's a cartoonist school or something you do, is that right as well?
Yeah, there's several schools that we have. If people want to know more about our schools and more about our ministry, they can contact createinternational.com. It's a long URL, but it create, C-R-E-A-T-E, international, no space in between, .com. Yeah, and all of our different centers and the training that they are providing is described in there with hot links.
Great,
they can go right to the websites, yeah.
Well, before you go, I know we've been linked and enjoyed having your connection with God News Network, which I really love.
Yes.
what are the future? Where are we at with, and what's happening?
Well, God Network News, GNN, you know, I started that because the Lord spoke to me once that He believed that there were a lot of Christians out there that were tired of watching CNN,
right,
and which I call crisis network news, but wanted to kind of see from God's perspective, you know, from a believer's perspective, what is God doing in the world? Mm. And you're not going to see that on CNN or, you know, other news agencies. So our whole object was capturing stories about what God's doing around the world, and especially in the unreached areas of the world. And it is amazing what God's doing. There's huge things that God's doing, miraculous things. Even here in Thailand, we're seeing movements of people finally to Christ and people being raised from the dead.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
wow.
Just a couple weeks ago, we heard folks being raised from the dead, and I saw the video of the guy giving his testimony.
Wow.
And so amazing things happening all over Asia and Africa and Middle East. And you hear a lot of the bad things on some news agencies, but we want to tell the good things that God's doing so that people can be encouraged and their faith can be strengthened. And also they can be challenged to pray, give, and go, to see the gospel go to places where it hasn't reached yet. Mm-hmm. So
how would people subscribe to the podcast? Is it through iTunes?
Yeah, iTunes. You can just type in GNN or God Network News. Just type it into your iTunes. Or you can go directly to the podcast website at godnews.podomatic.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's...
Okay. Well, Calvin, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Great to get you on the show finally.
Yeah, it's great to see you again after many years. You look great. You haven't aged a bit.
Oh, come on.
And, I love your podcast. Mm-hmm. I listen to your podcast regularly. It's very inspirational and educating. And I just believe a lot of people's lives are changed by it. I mean, you've even told me some of the stories. I've heard some myself. So keep it up. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Calvin.
That was Calvin Conkey talking to me recently in Chiang Mai in Thailand. And you can find out more about Create International and their work at createinternational.com or at indigitech.net, where you can obtain free evangelistic films to reach out to unreached people groups. And also, don't forget to subscribe to the God News Network, Calvin's podcast, where you can subscribe on iTunes or at godnews.podomatic.com. All these links will be in our show notes today, so do check them out in the left-hand column or sidebar under show notes on storyforall.com. Don't forget also to follow the link to where you can obtain training if you're interested in what Calvin was sharing there about training in Chiang Mai in Thailand, and also some of the other courses and schools that are listed on the link that is in the show notes within createinternational.com.
This is the good news of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Send his son into this world to condemn it, but to save it. This truly is good news. what his son did that God cleared a path for everything to come to him. He has done this through the death on the cross of his own body. And now, as a result, Christ has brought you into the very presence of God. The only condition is that you fully believe the truth, standing in it steadfast and firm, strong in the Lord, convinced of the good news that Jesus died for you. This is the wonderful news that came to each of you and is now spreading all over the world. This has been and always will be the good news.